It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 3rd.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is stentorian, spelled S-T-E-N-T-O-R-I-A-N. Stentorian is an adjective that means extremely loud. Here's the word used in a sentence from NorthJersey.com by Jim Beckerman. Let It Be was uncannily similar to Bridge Over Troubled Water, not only in sentiment, but even to its churchy flavor. They're both very gospel-y songs, David Wills says. I think 1968 was a very turbulent year, and in 1969, there was this life-affirming achievement of going to the moon. So I think that was in the zeitgeist, those stentorian, stately gospel piano-based songs. The Greek herald Stentor was known for having a voice that came through loud and clear. In fact, in the Iliad, Homer described Stentor as a man whose voice was as loud as that of 50 men together. Stentor's powerful voice made him a natural choice for delivering announcements and proclamations to the assembled Greek army during the Trojan War, and it also made his name a byword for any person with a loud, strong voice. Both the noun stentor or stentor and the related adjective stentorian pay homage to the big-voiced warrior, and both have been making noise in English since the early 1600s. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.